Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you one tip to focus on, even if life is taking you on another direction from your purpose. I believe this message today will encourage and bless you. Listen in. Hey, sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose in your God's given call? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, Nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. What to do when life derails the path you're on? Woman of God, keep going. Just keep going. Don't get discouraged and don't you dare give up. Even with life derailment, that burning desire that's inside of you will not die down. It's not going to go away. You can even stop it, even if you wanted to. Now, mind you, you may not be actively pursuing your goals, but you can't stop the creation that's taking place in your mind, in your spirit, which means that the vision that God has given you must come to pass. You have to push past the negative internal conversations. Remind yourself of who you are. You are the daughter of the Most High God. You have to keep going when nothing else seems to be moving. When you don't see the results you're looking for, keep pushing through. I get it. I feel you and I understand. I'm on the same journey with you. And on this journey of purpose, we're going to run into moments like these. The key is to know how to conquer them and keep going and do not become discouraged. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." So the tip here today is to remember your why. Remember why you started this journey in the first place. Remember why God has called you to this purpose. Sometimes that's all that you have to hold on to, and sometimes that's just enough. You can't base the calling on your life from the results or the responses that you may or may not be getting. I'm going to say that again. Don't base the calling on your life based on the results or the responses you may or may not be receiving. That has nothing to do with what God has called you to. So let me just reiterate here. Do not give up. Keep pushing. Life is just going to be life. You can be on your path doing what God is calling you to do, and something will come to derail you, to get you off the path just temporarily. Delay is not denial. Don't become discouraged. You are going to have those moments, I can guarantee you, but you have to remember why you're doing what you're doing in the first place, why you got started in the first place. And remember Galatians 6:9, where it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." So our timing is not God's timing. Do not get discouraged, woman of God. You were called for this. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye now. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, Would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.